This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to President of France Emmanuel Macron. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said during the conversation he discussed the situation in West Asia, emphasizing the urgent need for de-escalation. He added that both leaders look forward to continuing coordination to advance peace and stability in the region and beyond. The Prime Minister also spoke to Sultan of Oman, Haitham bin Tariq, today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said India and Oman have agreed to prioritize dialogue and diplomacy for de-escalation and restoration of peace and stability in the region. He reiterated that the country's strong condemnation of the violation of Oman's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Mr. Modi also appreciated Oman's efforts in facilitating the safe return of thousands of people, including Indian nationals. The Prime Minister held a conversation with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim and extended his greetings to him on the occasion of the upcoming festival of Hari Raya Eid al-Fitri. During the conversation, both leaders discussed the deeply concerning situation in West Asia and reaffirmed their shared commitment to de-escalation and the early restoration of peace and stability. The government has said 100% supply of domestic PNG and CNG for transportation purposes has been ensured across the country. Addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said around 1,25,000 domestic and commercial connections have been issued within the span of 2 weeks. She said over the last 3 days, more than 5,600 consumers have successfully switched to PNG. Talking about commercial LPG, she stated that allocation orders have been issued by about 17 state governments and commercial LPG supplies have been provided to all states and union territories.
I would like to say that all the district collectors, food and civil supplies officials have a prime role in controlling black marketing and hoarding. The states and the union territories are also requested to give daily press briefing to help disseminate the correct information. State and union territories are also requested to establish helpline numbers and ensure wide publicity at regular intervals so that the panic or the rumors can be controlled. MOEFCC has already advised state governments, state pollution control boards for permitting the use of kerosene and coal as an alternate fuel. States have also been advised to facilitate the new PNG connections for both domestic and commercial consumers.
The government has launched a resilience and logistic intervention for export promotion relief scheme to support Indian exporters affected by the West Asia conflict. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Commerce Secretary Rajesh Agrawal said the government is coordinating with key ministries and overseas missions to support exporters in view of the conflict. Mr. Agrawal said an interministerial group has also been set up under the Department of Commerce to address issues like logistics, warehousing and return of cargo. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal today said electricity is not just power, it is the roadmap for the future. Addressing the inaugural session of the Bharat Electricity Summit 2026 in New Delhi, the minister emphasized on the importance of power affordability and said power in India is more affordable than many other countries. He added that the government is planning to implement undersea power transmission cable network with the UAE as a part of One Sun, One World, One Grid network. Benchmark domestic equity indices plunged over 3% today. The Sensex nosedived 2,497 points to close at 74,207, while the Nifty tumbled 776 points to settle at 23,002. In Orleans Masters Badminton, India's Ayush Shetty will take on Hyudai Okimoto of Japan in the men's singles round of 16 at Palais des Sports in France today. Ayush Shetty advanced to the pre-quarterfinals, defeating compatriot Kiran George yesterday. In women's singles, Anmol Kaur will take on compatriot Tanvi Sharma, while Malvika Bansod will play against Malaysian player Wong Ling Ching in round of 16 matches this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.